WrestleMania Night 2, I'm once again joined by Dan. We tell you who we think is going to steal the show and a lot more next. Here we are, Night 2. Again, we all know what the stinker is going to be. We were just talking about it. At least I tried to get some negative thoughts out of our systems before that starts, because that's going to absolutely suck. Thankfully, because of who's in it, it's going to get... If you need to go get a beer or pee, that would be the time. That would definitely be the fucking time to do it, but we'll get to that when we do want to talk about some positive things before we get to that. So, you know, maybe we're in a better mood because I have nothing nice to say about that. Bianca Belair, Raw Women's Championship, defending against Asuka. I think Asuka, makes the most... I'm sorry. Bianca literally does the same thing over and over again, and they're doing so good booking her. It was her Bailey for 7 straight years. Just give it to Asuka and just do something.
I don't think they're going to, though. I don't
think they are.
This build has been horrible. It's basically been Asuka standing there with blue goop coming out of her mouth, and that's basically the story. And it drives me nuts because this is going to be a phenomenal match. My dislike towards Bianca has nothing to do with her in-ring ability. She is amazing in that ring, and Asuka is one of the greatest to ever do it. This match is going to be amazing.
That's been a shit.
But Bianca is going to win. Yeah. They're going to continue that as the most dominant thing,
and more until they're
finally ready to do Bianca versus Rhea, which, because if you watched part one, I think Rhea's going to win. They're obviously not going to do those matches right now, and Bianca's not going to go to SmackDown after losing just to challenge Rhea. Right. That doesn't make sense. You know, she's going to stick on Raw as long as Montez is on Raw. I mean, maybe they'll move both of them. Who knows? But I mean,
they've done it before, but I see Asuka walking. I love her. I think it would be great just because, I mean, what have they done with Bianca? But literally, that's proven all of the fact as to why she's probably walking out with win, because it's just, she's the golden goose. And again, like I said on the interweb, said it on the Twitter, had a good conversation with someone. Didn't even know that was possible in the Twitterverse to have a decent conversation with anyone, especially in the wrestling world, because everyone's just, not everyone, but there's a lot of miserable fucks in the Twitter world. No, it's not her in-ring ability. The character, and it's been the same thing on loop, and literally the same thing on loop, on repeat. And then you hear her talk normally, and I know they're turning everything up to 11, and that's what characters do. But when you hear her normally, and then you hear it's just the same, it hurts. It hurts my damn head.
She is in that realm of being a less entertaining John Cena. What John Cena was for 10 years, where it was, new people debut, they beat up John Cena, they beat up John Cena, John Cena overcomes the odds and wins.
What are we going to do on Thursday? Beat up John Cena.
Exactly. Thanks, AJ. And this is what Bianca is. It's Bianca has a new challenge. And they don't even do the part where they beat her down. She literally is untouchable. And she unfortunately does not quite have that kind of character charisma to be able to hold that. It's just
Cena, at least, you know, every once in a while we'd see, at least in my recollection, which isn't really the greatest thing to go off of, but he'd bring back the Doctor of Thugonomics. You know, he'd bring back little pieces of all of that and mix in, even when he was the big face taking out, we'd see him occasionally in a promo, you know, go a little bit there. Bianca's literally just the girl. The whole time, it's the same thing, literally just with the new person every time, and there's no altering, and it's just the same shit. Rinse and repeat.
Fastest.
Yeah.
At least,
at least Cena changed, you know, would bring a little bit of something else in there in a promo, at least, or something, or have an angry thought in the middle of a match and then decide to get me. Literally, Bianca's just the same finger waving, KOD. At least John had a few things in between.
Exactly. And
an AA.
John would take the beatdown
Yeah, he would
he'd
get
ultimately
his,
win, you know, but
he would get
he'd at
his
least
ass
take the original
beat sometimes.
down. And I mean, I think I can count on like one hand the amount of times Bianca has taken a beat down in the course of the last like 18 months.
And that's why I'm picking her. I am desperate for business-wise to just get rid of her and completely change it, because I think that'll, you know, turn everything on its head. Because, I mean, they got to the point with John where they just couldn't turn him heel anymore. I mean, like, he got to the Hogan effect.
Yeah.
And then he came out as WrestleMania as Dr. Thuganomics on Elias, and we are all super happy just to hear him, like, just for one night. We're all, thank God. What? How many times can you see?
You can't see me.
I can see you, but you can't see me. We all see you. Yeah.
And Bianca would be a perfect heel, too, because she's cocky, which is usually a trend of, you know, heelish type behavior. Yep. Plus, strong. Having that hair whip as a weapon is like the perfect heel thing. Like,
they're not pulling the trigger.
Something different with her. Because her ring,
I don't think they're going to.
Her in-ring ability is just phenomenal.
Yeah, compared to most of the division, she's everything that, you know, she marks herself off to be. It's just,
oh yeah, she is, you know, if she wants to continue doing this for the next 10 years, she will be the face, but something
has to change.
I just hope something with the character changes, and I don't think we're going to see it on WrestleMania. I think
I don't, and
you're going to see poor Asuka get screwed again,
and they can't do it. That's a, they can't do it just because strictly they just turned her to evil. Don't worry, people. There's air quotes around evil Asuka. So they can't suddenly have her go from good Asuka to evil Asuka and then do a double turn and have suddenly Bianca be a bad guy. Because then no matter what, Asuka will be the one getting sympathy and a face. And they just did the switch. And like they set this up perfectly for, we know what needs to happen, but they've set it up so we all know it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
I don't see a way where Asuka actually,
and they just, I don't know, they just don't ever want to give Asuka a push. And, you know, part of it is the language barrier, even though I find it hilarious.
I think it's great.
And she's screaming like that. But I can understand how that's hard to carry a legitimate feud. But I don't know. Here's a thought. Get her a mouthpiece. Someone who can speak for her.
There's enough people that they have around that can do that. That would make, you know, they can find someone. Enough people can do it, but will they? Probably not. I'm still mad over Asuka and how she was, and then of course she had to put over Charlotte and then get just wasted for 3 years. But that's another story for another day. I kind of told everyone how I felt about Charlotte on part on the first one. That shouldn't have happened, but what the hell do I know? And then suddenly she was relegated to just running around yelling at people in Japanese, and not even in a good way, because no one cared. She had this momentum, they killed it, and no one cared. Everyone was more worried about being angry at Charlotte for getting the win than anything else. Because, you know, she had to have 17 world championship reigns in 1 year. There's at least five where she ran.
If something really cool that could come out of this, I have heard that Little Miss Bliss is in
Los Angeles
for WrestleMania. This would be a good spot for like completely evil Alexa Bliss to come back. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yep. I'm for that. That'd be good. And she's there. I mean, with where she lives with her husband, if she wasn't in the building in SoFi Stadium, I'd be actually horrifically concerned. As you know, they live
right down the street, but
yeah. That'd be really good, and that'd be a good way to do it and move on to that. And then finally, that would be the way to, you know, something has to be done to get rid of Bianca. I don't mean take her out back with an axe or anything like that, but dear God, we need a change, because it's literally been the same thing since she's been on the main roster. And how many times can I hear the same speech?
Exactly.
And how many times can I hear Roman Reigns go to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania and say Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Because heaven forbid he could just figure out if it's Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre. It's Wilkes-Barre, in case anyone's concerned. Wilkes-Barre, but the one place where we get Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I'm going, miserable loaf of shit. Everyone else gets it. What? Reading gets it. Philly gets it. Pittsburgh gets it. Hershey gets it. What? Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre gets that. Jesus Christ, you work 12 days a year. You can figure out how to say the name of the goddamn city you're in. Their life already sucks in Wilkes-Barre. Trust me, I was just there not that long ago while I was home. It's not like the place is suddenly, yay, a great place to live. Great. At least give them that, you miserable loaf of a human being. Hey, he makes that much money to sit at home 90% of the time. I could talk shit. I know how much I get paid for a whole year.
Acknowledge him.
Hey, he's acknowledged. Miserable bastard could at least say their city and acknowledge them. As they pay in his bills. But we'll go from that to another banger that's going to be the banger of the night. I still can't believe they didn't understand that having calling them the Banger Bros was... I have a hard time believing no one knew that Bang Bros was a thing in that whole situation. Drew and Jim, they were no longer going to call them the Banger Bros because of, like, not a snowflake's chance in hell you guys didn't know Bang Bros was a thing. That's a whole other goddamn story. I don't believe that one bit. It's just enough people finally said something that they finally made a change. You know, Vince was probably rolling on the ground laughing when he heard it because, well, it is Vince McMahon and, well. But Gunther, Sheamus, Drew, they're going to steal it.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. I mean, as much as we enjoyed Gunther and Sheamus, you're adding Drew into this mix. And this would be great. And this will be the conclusion of that, because I do think, you know, like, Drew and Sheamus need to go their own separate ways now. They've been linked together for a long time now, so let's get Drew back on his own of, you know, trying to, you know, kill people with swords and stuff. And
which I enjoy, yeah.
And I think Sheamus might win this. I think this could be a cool feel-good moment for Sheamus.
I think it'll be, like, it makes sense for him to finally, you know, get it there, but pin Drew.
Yes.
So they protect Gunther.
Because Gunther is...
And think, Vince was getting ready to fire his ass. Like, if you actually used him properly and, you know, kept Imperium together and didn't turn Giovanni Vinci into a jackass, like, this is the Gunther that Vince could have had the whole time. I don't know how to use him. He's floundering. Did you think about giving him something he could actually work with? I mean, yeah, crazy thought.
Exactly.
And, give him something that works.
And I can continue the wet dream of having, you know, Gunther versus Brock Lesnar maybe at a SummerSlam or something. Because that would be...
Well, yeah, that's my big thing. I even made sure to write it down amidst all of my other writing, but it's going to steal the show. But, I mean, Sheamus getting it makes sense if Gunther's going to lose it. He's, you know, Sheamus will be the guy to get it, but he won't pin him. And then they'll be able to do something with, you know, Gunther. Yeah, that's tweaking out. Okay, just making sure. Gunther to make sure I'm like this. Either I'm having a stroke, something weird's happening, but move Gunther towards the main event scene, you know, with the Brock Lesnar's and those people to get him onto the next one, because we all know what he can do. Obviously, look what he did as Intercontinental Champion. We all know what he did as, you know, the NXT UK Champion, even though that number was kind of made big for how long they were shut down and they couldn't perform or do anything, you know, so that was a bit there. I don't have to see it anymore, for the love of God. Thank God I'm not, like, epileptic. Oh, look, it's still doing it. Anyway, but I think it's the only way, it would be a safe way to get it off of him. It protects him, and then he needs to be in the world title picture. You know, he's proven his damn point with just the straight up. I mean, he's had a great match with everybody.
Exactly. Gunther and Cody would be pretty awesome, too.
That would be fantastic.
I'm not even going to lie on that. That would be...
That would tear the house down. Like, he can work with anybody. So I see this is the perfect time. Sheamus could be a Grand Slam champion how much they throw it around. I think it's kind of lost its luster when you hear everyone just talk about it every single week. It's one of those you don't notice it. You're like, oh, yeah. But then you have people out there mentioning it every 9 seconds.
Especially when The Miz is a two-time Grand Slam champion.
Both his title reigns were just to set up something bigger down the road, which is my favorite part.
In the end, he got to marry Marie, so he wins in the end with his massive balls that he says he has.
God, I was hoping that was going to go away, but
there's Steve.
Yeah, it's the only way to have him lose the title. Sheamus gets the thing. He can work with young guys because we all know, you know, it's after WrestleMania. We're going to see faces come back or get called up, or maybe they'll actually use some damn people that they rehired, which would be, you know, a great change of pace. But,
yeah.
And it puts Gunther where he needs to be in the main event picture, because who else can he really work with as Intercontinental Champion right now?
Yeah. We're on the same page with that. Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, I mean, would I be upset if Gunther won? No.
Absolutely, I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't even be upset if Drew won. It doesn't make the most sense, but... I mean...
It's the least one of making any sense, but...
They haven't done much with Drew in the last, like, 2 years. I mean, he basically carried the company during the pandemic, and then, hey, we're back to live crowds. We're going to...
Have you lose to everyone and...
Just but kind we'll of give you there. Your moment in Cardiff, and but Solo's going to screw you out of the title, and yeah.
Do we see Solo do something this weekend? Well, never mind. We'll get to that. We'll get to it. Try not to get there now, but it makes sense. I think it's going to steal the show, though. No offense to most of these.
That will be the best wrestling match.
Yeah, they're going to beat the brakes off of each other.
Of the night. That definitely is going to be the best wrestling match. Yeah. I mean,
that's going to be a
Cody and Roman still is the best because of the story that goes with it. Yeah. But this one will be the best match.
That's going to be a slobber knocker. Don't get to hear it very often, but they're going to beat the living breaks off of each other.
I am for it.
I mean, those guys are going to be red and bruised within like 5 minutes. Everyone's going to just have handprints everywhere because they're going to actually hit
Sheamus. Sheamus is going to be look like one of those like paint strips of different reds. That's going to be
all Shamey. The human jar of mayonnaise.
And we're going to do like 3,000 beats of the Baron this week. That's going to happen too.
It's going to be bloody. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a good one. Edge and Finn Balor inside Hell in the Cell. You know, Finn has to. They've done nothing for either of them for so long. Like, it's been just babysitting Dom and Rhea and Priest and
fighting
Finn
each other. And
yeah,
this one, I hope they just let him go. Like, I've been so disappointed with everything that Edge has done since coming back, and it's not his fault, but like. Just let them two guys go. Like, I do know. I mean, I am, you know, intrigued with some of the, you know, special stuff that could go on with it. You know, rude entrances. You know, I really wish they wouldn't announce that it was going to be Demon Finn Balor. But it's gonna be interesting. I'm kind of interested to see how he comes out as Demon. If it's going to be the same Demon, or are he going to change it up, maybe add some Judgment Day purple into that paint? That would be kind of cool. Also, it's the old Hell in a Cell cage,
which is nice to see. You can actually see now. We can actually see. Yeah, we can see because it's not glowing red and very hard to see through because, well, it's fucking red.
Exactly.
At least it's not red with a red light on top of it. At least we, you know, whoever thought that was even in the realms of possibility should have gotten fired. Oh, wait. Pretty sure they did. But they're back now, so. That was a Vince. It had to be a Vince.
That was the same one that said that a Hell in a Cell match could end because you piled a bunch of chairs on somebody. And
there's a toolbox involved, heaven forbid. Can't do that.
We had to end that match.
That's where we're all going. That hurt my head. I mean, sadly, I won't say it his whole time since he came back, but since he got done with Roman and Brian, like that whole thing with him going for the title there with those two was fantastic. And then, well, I can't tell you anything he did except for using really big words. And he formed the Judgment Day when, you know, Priest was there. And then they turned on him. He came back. They got him. He came back. They got him again. He came back again. Like, he vanishes for 2 or 3 months at a, like, after the speech he gave in Toronto after that live show or Raw, whatever the hell it was, saying, yeah, he's probably coming back and doing his last match there. You know, the following year, he only has like a year left. He has given us absolute shit the entire time.
Yes.
Like, it has been the biggest waste of, like, how did he start off with such a bang and then have the title, like, and all that, and then the last year and a half, 2 years has just been...
Well, it's because the large part of it has been the same storyline over and over and over again. Yeah. Where when Edge came back, I was, you know, hoping, like, every premium live event, he was fighting someone different. And to be honest, like, I would have almost been okay with, like, some AEW booking where we're just booking him with random people. I don't even care about a story. Let's just book him because I want to see matches because Edge is one of the greatest to ever do it. You know, like, I would have loved a random Finn Balor and Edge match without all the stupid and just let them go and
too much stupid.
Who's the best? And, you know, there's still tons of guys I'd love to see Edge work with, but unfortunately, I don't think time is on our side.
We're not going to know because stupid people make decisions that are stupid and they drag the same story out for over a year, even though we only get to see it like once every like 4 months. Everyone goes, oh yeah. Then he gets his ass beat and then no one sees him again. Then he gets his ass beat and no one sees him again. Then he quits. I quit and we're all supposed to be alarmed when the concerto happened and he vanishes again. Like, it's just how many times can you do the same stupid before?
Yeah.
But you know, another thing with Judgment Day, Dominic and Rhea messing with Rey Mysterio. How many times could we see that? I think we're going to see it again one more time tonight, everybody. It's almost guaranteed that they're going to piss me off. I'll put safe, solid money. They're going to, like, I'll be playing F1 2022 at that time because it beats watching any of that.
I'm going to go to sleep.
I'd love to do that, but she'll probably be deciding she has to shower for an hour at that point.
I'm walking back down, and then I'm promptly going to go to sleep to get ready for tomorrow's festivities. But, you know.
Again, I'm just going to say just let them go, and there's too much stupid. Like, I'm not even picking anyone in this match. This should have ended like 6, 7, 8, 9, 1,000 years ago. Like, exactly. They attack him, Finn comes in, maybe two pay-per-views. They have enough of them. They could have done 2 or 3 months of it, and then it's over, and he moves on. Especially if we all know it's coming to an end, and instead they wasted over a year. Well, a whole year just on...
And I mean, they've wasted so much. I mean, the whole Miz feud wasted. Like, it's upsetting.
Yeah, it's bad. Very upsetting. So I'm not picking anyone. I don't give a shit. I never thought I would see Finn Balor and Edge in a match, and I wouldn't care, or Hell in a Cell match, but hey, if we get to see all the Brood back together, because heaven forbid they couldn't just keep that a secret, and we all go, holy shit, Christian's there. Now we have to let the genie out of the bag. That's possibly going to happen, because we can't just... Want to know why dirt sheet writers should all be fired? That. And then those same dirt sheet writers are complained, because we're not surprised by anything. Did you ever think that maybe if you guys just shut the fuck up... See, there it is, that maybe, just maybe, we could be surprised by something in the wrestling world again. You know, you guys tell us this is going to happen 3 years, like weeks in advance. Everyone knows. They're going, well, they didn't surprise us with anything. Well, if you shut the fuck up, oh, we would have Edge at the Royal Rumble where we're all going. And we're all through the roof going, what the hell is happening? Like, no, we, like, this, you people that complain about it, that write all this stuff, are, you, like, you write it, you ruin it, and then you complain that we're not surprised by anything. Did you ever think about shutting the fuck up? There you go. I got my two out of the way. Never mind. I know what we're talking about next. I'm going to try not to, but if you guys shut up, people would care more if they didn't have such lazy writing. For, like, they started out with such a bang with Hunter, and then it was like Damage Control and Bianca. It was just... Bleh. And that and... Bleh. And we've gotten just... Anyway, moving on. Brock and Omos. I'm going to say, who gives a fudge? I don't. Like, yay, we're going to see Brock F5 him because we know Brock's going to F5 him. And he's going to suplex him because MVP said you couldn't. So we're going to see that. And Like, he's saying his goodbyes. Like, this is possibly it, and you give him Omos. That's offensive. Where the hell has Omos even been for the last, like, 6, 7, 8, 9 months? Like, we haven't even seen the guy, and suddenly he's making demands of Brock Lesnar. And, like, it had such a chance to start out good with him spitting the white lightning back in MVP's face, and then it's just... It has not materialized to anything but just a whole bunch of stupid.
Yeah, Justin doesn't realize we're doing a show and he wants to text us about Event Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin.
I mean, in our defense, you did text me and say, like, what, Ski? I'll be ready in about a minute. I go, okay. Like, so he just doesn't care. He's, there you go. Shout out to Justin. I told you, just text me random stuff randomly.
Okay, we can say whatever we want, too, because he won't watch it.
He won't watch. He won't listen. Dick. But who gives a damn? I don't. I don't care. Brock's going to, like, we all know it. He's going to suplex him. He's going to F5 him. Please, God, don't have him put Omos over, because no offense to Omos. Like, guess what? You can go, ah, like, Jesus Christ, I could stand in the ring and do that. Him doing that reminds me of what's his name? And Danny Garcia in AEW. You know, like, ooh, I can have my monster can do that too. Like, when that's all you are, which is a damn shame, because they had Danny Garcia going on such a good thing before they stuck him back with the Jackass Association, and he's done absolutely nothing since then. So, anyway, it's a WrestleMania show. I'm just saying that's where Omos is to me right now. Like, where the hell have you been? What have you done? How did all these people on the roster and Brock versus Omos, which no one gives a shit about.
There is not one single fan that says, I want to see that match. There's none. There can't
we
be.
We all heard the rumor. We all saw the rumble. We're like, oh, they might do it. They're going to do it. Omos. Oh. Like, Brock and Gunther. Brock and Gunther. Brock and Omos.
Like take to see it. That. Okay. Even with this is a shot where we can show even more how powerful Brock is. We already know, like, he F5'd the Big Show. Like,
hell,
it's
he F5'd the Big Show, made it look easy.
I know he suplexed the Big Show, like,
flung him like a sack of
this
potatoes.
This isn't anything special, unless, you know, he brings out a forklift and picks Omos up and, like, flings him out of the arena. Like, there's not going to be anything unique about this match. Nobody wants to see this match. And the fact that Omos gets a spot on the card over Damian Priest, over LA Knight, over you name it.
Karrion Kross, who they brought back with all this hype, and then they've wasted to nothing. Like, there's a lot of people that are much more deserving to be on the card. Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and we get an Omos match. Granted, we couldn't have Brock and Bobby again, so we were just mentioning names there.
Part of that was, you know, they were going for the Bobby versus the Bray Wyatt. And
that whole thing.
Knows what the hell's going on with
who
that.
Who knows the truth with that?
There's 5 billion rumors, none of them tying together. All of which make Justin sad.
Well, they make me sad, but I'm an adult. And granted, I have a million, I don't even see the rumors. Like, I'll get it. Like, did you hear about this? Huh? It's kind of like when Walter texts me about the world, you know, the political world. Did you hear about this? Like, no. What? I got racing and really, I got to have this thing like that you have, Walter. It's called a life. And I did text his wife the other day. I was like, can you please ground him from the news and all of his electronics for a week? Why? Because he's starting to hurt my fucking head, and I don't even live with the guy. That's what we need in our life. Less electronics. Anyway, had to get that, make me feel better. But hopefully none of those rumors are true, because, you know, I haven't seen Justin that happy since, like, the Fiend came. Like, he was on it. You were good sending me the QR codes and what they meant, because I always, like, did you see that? Nope. I was looking down, not going to lie. And then he was, like, through the roof, and they built it up so good. And then just the world is too for them to slow build anything like they were doing with Bray. And then there's 7 million, you know, stories out there as to what the hell is going on. But, yeah.
I mean, I will say they were dragging it out a lot, and then we got that stupid Pitch Black match. Like, that's your first payoff of seeing Gray back in the ring. Even though, kudos, LA Knight's probably the first guy to come out better on the other end of a Bray Wyatt feud in a long time. So,
yeah,
I'm a fan of Mr. LA Knight and his,
And there's a few times where I'd like him to not say it, but he's fantastic. And I saw the rumors of people saying he's too old for a push. Why? Look how old some of these sons of bitches are. Like, but the man's over, and the man can go, and the man can talk, and the man has the look.
Exactly.
Let the man do his thing.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the man LA Knight, not the man Becky Lynch, before anyone's confused about them. I'm Becky Two Cheeks. I'm pretty sure Dan coined that one day.
I did.
That was him. Put that on a shirt and sell it.
There goes my opportunity to ever be president now, because I said Becky Two Cheeks.
No one's going to dig into this and find out. Don't you worry. But that match is going to suck. That match is going to be worthless.
That's going to be horrible.
I'm not wasting ink from this pen to write anything down for that one. I don't even, like, no one cares. Literally, actually, no one cares. I'm pretty sure Brock, like they said, flew there in those clothes, did his thing with Omos, immediately left the building, got back in his plane, and left in the same clothes. But that's somebody, he's like, hi, bye. Aha, okay, see you later. I'm going home. Why? He doesn't, like, no one cares.
No. The only person that cares is Omos, is probably the only person that cares.
And I get a match with Brock Lesnar, and everyone, Brock's going,
they're going to push me, I'm the greatest.
And then Brock's sitting there going,
even like MVP has to be like, this is so stupid.
Like, thanks, why guys. But like, how long's my contract running? Why? You know, but that's going to suck. I think, you know, the Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natty and Shotzi versus Chelsea Green and Sonya versus Ronda and Shayna. Obviously, Natty and Shotzi aren't winning anything. Obviously, Chelsea Green and Sonya aren't winning anything. And the only positive I see from this coming is maybe they have Ronda and Shayna go for the women's tag titles, because at least they're always up each other's ass. And yeah, that could give Ronda something where she could be in it, but Shayna can carry it. So, yeah, because Shayna can go. I mean, she did a good job as NXT Women's Champion. I thought she did. And I mean, look what the other two have done since they got rid of them. Where, I mean, they just won't exactly. Go watch Raina Shafir and, what's her name? I could see her. Whoever the TBS champion is. Whatever her damn name is, I could see her stupid. I could see her face. But go watch that match where she literally got squashed in like 9 seconds. You know, like, Shayna was the one out of them, and I thought she did good as the NXT Women's Champion. And, you know, just, it would give Ronda some, I mean, if they're going to pay her, at least have her do something. And it's not like she's actually talking whenever she's out there with Shayna. Shayna does everything. She just stands there with her eye makeup going and squinting at people like she's the baddest woman on the planet. Honey, the baddest woman on the planet died when you met Holly Holm's shinbone or fate, whatever. Like, when your face met Holly Holm, the baddest woman on the planet no longer existed. And it'd be better if the world realized that. You can book her like that all you want.
It's the unfortunate side effect of any kind of one-on-one combat sport is eventually you're going to lose.
Yep. And she doesn't have it this time around. And, you know, those two could do it. Liv and Raquel. I mean, the best we're going to get is a number one contender for the women's championships. And, you know, this is how much anyone cares. Like, I think that there's definitely some talent in the ring, but I'm pretty sure this is a way just to look at Ronda. And, you know, she has to be on the card with how much you know they're paying her. Chelsea, they brought her back. What, get her on the card? Gives Natty a spot on the card, even though it's pointless. I think she deserves better, but that's just me personally. She's been there long enough. She deserves, you know, something better than babysitting Eva Marie getting cut from her match being cut because Cena went like 3 hours over and this, but they stifled literally the run of every single person in this match at some point.
I think it's gonna be a stink fest personally, because this,
except for Ronda, Ronda stifled her own run. Yeah, she did that on her own. It's nothing to be excited about at all.
I think we'll get some cool physicality from Raquel, who I'm not really into her. I think she's boring. We'll get some cool spots with Liv. We'll get a lot of spots of Liv getting her ass kicked because that's what Liv. Yeah. Liv takes a beating better than anybody in the company.
Yep.
She's the Dolph Ziggler of female wrestling.
We'll see Chelsea Green make a grand entrance, I'm sure, and have some kind of, you know, yay. Ronda hurt our heads. Shane will need someone in the skull, and her knee does look, I mean, when she throws that knee, it does look really good. So I, you know, not taking anything away from her. She was stuck in so much shit, I mean, between her, Nia, and Reggie to this. Yeah, you know, I mean, she's just kind of here, there, and everywhere. It's not her fault. But when she throws that knee, it does look pretty. So at least we have that going into it. But, you know, it's nothing I'm looking forward to. No. I don't even know where you would stick that in the card.
That got to go, like, second. Get it over with.
I mean, have, like, Bianca and Asuka, like, start the thing or something, and then put that in there. And then even Brock and Omos. And then pick us all back up with Gunther and that and head us into the main event, you know. Or have Gunther and them start, so at least we're, you know, really, really up
before. No, I think that actually will probably kick off night two. Would be that one.
It should. It definitely should. Before we get to all the
bangers after bangers after bangers. And then that just seems like a good opening.
And then after they're done, there's no more bangers. Well, okay, there's one more banger. Because I still think Roman and Cody are going to have a fantastic match and story put together. Because I mean,
oh, yes, that is going to be awesome.
Do they pull the trigger, though?
I am 50-50 right now. I really am.
I still haven't decided.
I do.
That's honest.
State this. If they are going to keep it on Roman and go for 1,000 days, which, you know, I'm not completely against, they need to set up his next opponent that night.
Needs to be.
I mean, obviously, the perfect scenario would be Dwayne comes out, but that's not going to happen. But that would be the perfect scenario.
We all go get out of here.
Fine with, you know, a returning Randy Orton comes out at the end of that. That would actually work either way. If Cody wins, that would be pretty amazing. But I think if Roman wins, I think you need to set it up that night. Cody is okay to wait for the Monday after, which if Cody wins, I do believe his first opponent will be Randy. If Randy is indeed healthy enough to come back, because that just has a storyline built into itself.
All in of itself from everything back with Legacy. And that's just so much. That writes itself.
Exactly.
Granted, they'll screw it up when it writes itself, but
I mean,
it writes itself.
You could even have, you know, you could have Axel come out and be guest referee. There you go.
Confuse the hell out of it.
I do got to give some credit to some guys on TikTok that have made some pretty cool little things. I saw one. It was a alternate entrance for Cody where it does his wrestling has more than one wrestling family, and then boom, right into the American Dream song. I know, you know, he's going to pay tribute to his dad somewhere. That would be so awesome.
I did, and I enjoyed when you guys that was a good one.
I would my eyes would be leaking, I'm not gonna lie. That would be pretty awesome. I would also really love, I've seen some people be like, you know, Dustin Goldust, his brother, gets involved, even though he's AEW. I don't want that, but I would love him to be ringside.
Yeah,
and that would be awesome. They can do a quick camera and be like Dustin Rhodes, you know, have his wife. Don't let his wife get involved in the story, but I am okay with seeing her. Like, there's his wife.
Just have him there for just a second. Just don't even put up any name or anything. Just happen to pan by and, you know.
That place would go nuts if you could show Dustin without the gold dust.
Yeah, you just got to show for what? Just pan by as you're showing, like, the front row. We all go, wait a minute.
You'll see them too. And then, like, five rows deep, you'll have Ricky Starks trying to hide. Don't see me, Tony. Don't see me.
Which I still thought was great at that show when Ricky seen backstage, like, who fucking cares? Like, believe it or not, people are actually friends. It's not this big bloodbath war that everyone wants it out to be.
Yes, except for CM Punk. Nobody likes CM Punk.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, when it happens once, maybe. When it happens twice, okay. When it happens all the time.
Yes.
And there was just... Now, granted, do the people that run that company, might they be slightly up each other's, you know? Yes, but anyway, I would love to see those poofy eyes of Goldie sitting on ringside, except just in no paint, because half the world would go that, like, they'd show him and most people wouldn't even pin there, huh? No one would know. Everyone knows face painted. No one actually knows what Dustin Rhodes looks like anymore.
Yes, and that crowd would go. The crowd, because the crowd that is a hardcore, like, you're a hardcore fan to put up that money for WrestleMania. Yeah. They're coming from all over the world. That would be pretty epic. And to be honest, I mean,
I'm sure he's going to be backstage.
I mean, seriously, how many times has he been on AEW television? Yeah. It's not going to hurt
at all. And I'm not even trying to be that guy, never mind with Ricky and all, but he's going to be backstage no matter what. He's going to be there. You know, his brother's getting this big moment. He used to work there. He's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to hurt it. You know. And someone will share a picture of him backstage, like, or something. So just get it out of the way so we're not, everyone's going later, because it's going to happen. Why hide it? I just haven't decided yet, because again, there's so many, like, I want it to go away. I really do, just because, you know, I thought, again, until Sammy got there, I mean, that put all kinds of new light, and that saved it when Cody got hurt, like Sammy being there. Because, you know, we all know it was going to be him and Roman if he didn't get hurt sooner than we're getting it now. Sammy saved it. Sammy and Roman killed it. That was a great story in the ring. But what did they, do they do it? Because I'd be okay with 1,000 now, just because, I mean, why not? Like, we're this close, have him lose it in Puerto Rico or something, you know, but it's one of those.
I
can honestly see it go either way.
I could see them it going in this part, like, I could see it going either way and working well. I couldn't really see if Cody wins, I don't see how they could screw it up. I mean, I guess there is a possibility, but
they could screw anything up.
That moment, I can't imagine them screwing that up. I mean, they could screw up a Cody Rhodes title run in the future. That's possible, but I don't see them screwing that up, because you're going to get the moment. Crowd's going to go nuts. Crowd's
going to blow up.
It'll be amazing. Maybe we'll get Big Goldie back on Monday. That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
And
please, God, do that. Get the winged eagle back. Let's go really way back. Let's confuse everyone. Bring any of those older belts. Bring the big circle back. What, double eagle or whatever the hell. Let's bring any of them.
They'll knock that out of the park. I mean, it can be screwed up if it's Roman. I mean, you get Soho just comes in there and beats the Jesus out of Cody or something.
I'm just saying, like,
getting knocked out, and
or referee gets knocked down, and, you know, Mister, you really are a funny tribal chief. Just staring at him. If that's how they're doing it, set him up for him just to screw over Roman, and then they do something where Solo turns on everybody, and, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, that could be a saving grace right there. Even though it'd be a shitty way for Cody to win, I mean, like, they could finally have it work against him. I've heard rumors about it, and I'm going, that actually wouldn't hurt my head.
There's so many different ways. And I just,
because that one would work the best too. Because think, Roman loses, he can go away. The Usos lose, they can go away. And the guy we've only seen for 10 minutes, who we've still barely ever see, because, you know, he's always like, he could be the only one left there after doing that and get a push towards some kind of championship and actually be used in some real way besides just being there.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, that
they could use it to build him.
Solo versus Sheamus. That would be
good.
That would be a great kickoff to that. And I could see something like that happening. I mean, I hope they don't water it down with too much stupid.
Oh,
like, because, I mean, you have so much, you know, you Solo the Usos. You mean, you can get Sammy and KO, and you could
Wise Man.
You could bring back a Matt Riddle.
Yes, because
Riddle was knocked out by Solo, even though he was in rehab. But whatever, you know, you could have him come back, and
suddenly he comes scooting down the ramp. As the whole crowd goes, who invited that guy?
Bro, who are you? We forgot about you.
Bro.
Like, just, I don't want it to be like, you know, because if this is going to be, you know, if this ends up being, this is the end of the, you know, tribal chief and all that, like, let's not try to be some over the top, like, let's just have a match. And you're going to have some stuff in that makes you, yeah, has to. I mean, Solo's going to get involved.
Yeah.
He has to get involved.
They have to.
That's part of the story, but.
You know, that yes, I'm okay if that happens. Guaranteed, there's too many pieces where everyone isn't going to, you know. But let it, they're like, even if stupid, let's let it be clean. Let stupid happen, but not too much stupid happen. So then Cody can beat him, you know, just finally he goes down clean. There's no stupid to drag it out for another, like, you know, couple months. What, he loses clean, we don't see him for a couple months, SummerSlam, they can go at it again or something, you know, just, I'm back. And, you know, but we'll all get that nice couple month reset where we all go, and suddenly we hear the music and we go, who the hell's, oh, what? Then we get an actual pop and Dave Meltzer and all them don't go and ruin it for us. Actually, I'll just blame Dave Meltzer. I can't tell you anyone else's name. There's just something about his office and the way he rates certain people's matches over, like just here, good matches, and I have four. How the hell did a super kick fest get turned? Like, okay, what? Never mind.
I know, it's
you know, we'll I just have don't
25 star matches and 18 of them are Kenny Omega, and it's, Kenny Omega is great. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, ain't that great?
I mean,
he ain't that good. And I'm not trying to dump on him, but there's going to be stupid. I would just like it to be a clean-ish stupid so he could vanish for a couple months.
That we don't take the, you know, the point away from the actual match.
Yeah, because if there's a lot of ways they could do stupid where it would, like, do that.
There's just this glaring thing in my head of Triple H and Sting and how they were ending that and how that was the dumbest thing ever with just that too many moving parts, and that's one of the worst WrestleMania.
Too many moving parts ever. That could barely move.
Yeah, that's, and I mean, granted, I mean, you're not going to have, you know, dinosaurs getting involved in this match, but it just, that's the example I have where you just get too much.
Too many moving parts that can't move. Yeah, but like, they know what, this is going to suck. What, let's get as much in here as we can. What, try to, yeah, save it. So then you made it even worse because we're all sitting there going, like, sorry, the Terminator robots ruined it all for me at the beginning. But, I mean, that's a whole other story. Like, that was just stupid. That was stupid, piled on stupid, piled on stupid. We had gongs out there. I don't know. I think they just, there was too much idiocy in that. But hopefully it's clean. Because, again, there's a lot of ways.
I mean, I got to imagine, this has to have Hunter all over it for how much they've invested into the Bloodline storyline and how much they've invested in Cody, you know, as the great, we stole him back from AEW. You know, this has to have Triple H. I can't imagine anybody else taking this over. And this is going to be what Triple H's envision is. And I'm hoping that it's, you know, just, it's clean. You have the storyline arc on it. You know, I'm imagining Sammy's going to get involved at some point, you know, whatever. But just don't make it crazy.
There's going to be a lot of moving parts. I'll just say that.
There's going to be a lot of moving parts, but I just hope that they can,
no matter how they do it, do exactly what he's about to say.
Keep it well maintained if you can. Just
keep it nice and groomed.
And I mean, and actually, for the most part, I mean, they've handled, because there's always, you know, the Bloodline storyline, there's always been a lot of moving parts. They've done a decent enough job with, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think they'll be all right, but that is one way to wreck that match, is if it just becomes a, look over here, look over here, look over here, and, you know.
It is kind of amazing, though, how many times they've stumbled. Like, let's say, Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey, how much they stumbled in that short amount of time compared to how much they've stumbled in the whole entire, like, Bloodline, like, for the, what, almost 3 years it's been going on now, I think? Like, how few times they've stumbled in all of that compared to, like, just one, just like on a random Monday Night Raw where, you know, you're just watching going, And then Hannah's going, you don't even enjoy it. Well, I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy that. But I enjoy wrestling when it's just, but it's hard to watch sometimes.
It is.
But I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a good ending to the story. I want to see what they do. I wish people didn't. That'd be good, though, Cody's entrance. Like, if they do, like, that would be good. I want to see Dustin just because he's there. And damn it, he's the older of, you know, Dusty's kids. So just to have them all, you know, he doesn't have to be in the ring or anything, but, you know, we'll all notice a quick little, because he's going to be there. They're all there around each other at all their shows. Like, I mean, Bailey and all them flying over for Sasha, everyone knew it was going to happen. Like, you know, just do it. It doesn't hurt the wrestling business. It doesn't hurt anything anymore. Everyone knows everyone's up each other, like, everywhere. Like, I don't know why they keep pretending that thing that they ruined in Madison Square Garden that one night is still real.
Yeah.
Taker's retired and opened his mouth. What? It's over. Taker's doing one night shows before their big premium live events, but it's over. One man show. It. Once that's happening, that K word is dead.
Exactly. And we don't need it. You know, just tell the stories and
what people
we want moments. Wrestling is about moments.
And we've lost focus on that key thing. It's storytelling and moments. And it's not that hard.
Exactly. Exactly.
AEW's lost storytelling, and, well, machines, they're either really good on things or they're just throwing dartboards. Exactly. Oh, look, you're facing Omos. Oh, Jesus Christ. But I guarantee there was Brock going, I shouldn't have come back to that SmackDown. I should have just flew back to Saskatoon and never came back. I'm like, no, yep, you shouldn't have. Should have just ran away and never came home. And you know you're really trying to run away when you move to Saskatoon. And the temperature's like, you really don't like people. We all know he doesn't like people. God. Damn, do you have to hate people to move to that cold of a place? Like, you don't want to see anyone ever. Ever. And you're Brock Lesnar. You have the money. You could buy a whole entire state and not be surrounded by anyone for hundreds of miles. You know, but
Pine Island.
No, and this one now that we're at a close, I do have to give, you know, some names out there again. Bobby Lashley, even though the whole thing with Bray, that's how that worked out. Los Lotharios, just because, well, I like Umberto and Angel. I think they're talented. I think Angel's more talented, but they've been just thrown away. Cross, Bronson Reed. Johnny's getting his match at NXT, which makes more sense, so I can't really say that. But Candice, Mia, the Good Brothers, like so many people that don't get a WrestleMania moment at all, especially the guys that they brought back, and you know they had to make a lot of promises to get them to come back that have just been completely squashed, squandered. I'm sorry, guys. But Dom gets a match and ruin the Hall of Fame, and you're sitting at backstage going, so happy I came back. So I'm sorry.
Free catering.
I'm sorry for all of those guys because they came back and they gave all of them momentum except 10 minutes after they came back. Like, we have Karrion Kross talking about how deadbeat of a father Rey is and dragging him into that, which he already didn't have a lot of momentum and things helping him. And then they drug him into that and everyone went, cool, that's dead too. And like, to all of those guys, sorry, you could be somewhere else probably doing a lot better right now. To Hit Row, you shouldn't have come back. You without Swerve is not the same thing. You were around before Swerve, and it wasn't working. It wasn't hot. Swerve went there. It got hot. Swerve is gone. You are not hot. We're all watching you going, at least I am going, It doesn't have the luster without him. So for all of you people, maybe next year.
Maybe.
Maybe at the rate they're going, who knows? But
maybe you'll get a spot in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal,
which we all said was useless, and they all said it meant something, and then they moved it to SmackDown. So guess what? There's our answer. You're now filler on SmackDown, so they don't have to do anything.
Yes, because they don't have any real matches on tonight. Tonight will be that, and you'll have a lot of the video packages. They're previewing them so that they can run them this weekend, and
video packages.
And you're going to get Cody and Roman face to face, I believe.
And that, the Battle Royal, you're going to have, you know, video packages for Ray and the Hall of Famers. I'm sure we're going to get packages on all of them. You know, and, you know, I think Tim White's the most deserving. No offense to Stacy. Okay, the Great Muta. I mean, out of the WWE side, you know, Ray, obviously, but damn it, if a referee was going to go, it's about damn time that it's Mr. White. That isn't right, as he's jumping into like snow blowers and wood chippers, and Josh Matthews is getting covered in whatever the hell that was. Thank you for all of those. That always made me smile. But Stacy Keibler, didn't see that one coming. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that one, Great Muta. It's good to see him go in there. He's, I mean, for what he did wrestling wise for the world. Now,
exactly.
I'm okay with that, but
maybe we'll get to see Knock. I mean, not, is Nakamura going to induct him? I bet that would make sense.
That would make sense. And yeah, Nakamura, there's another name.
Match, and I haven't seen him on WWE programming. He's been in New Japan, but
there's another one for you guys right there with Nakamura. Sorry for, like, I thought you were. Ooh.
They even brought back Rick Boogs and still don't bring Nakamura back. Boogs is not on the card either.
Boogs is the size of a fucking refrigerator. Maybe they're keeping him from squatting both Usos. You know, no. What?
I did just watch that. I watched night one from last year the other night because I was bored and my son wanted to see it. And yeah, we watched that. And I was like, yeah, here's the part where he's stupid.
Like, what? Yeah, what? I think she was here. She was like, was he planned? Like, no, I'm pretty sure he just blew his ACL or something. What? I'm pretty sure something just exploded. Why? Kadoosh. What? Yeah, something broke. He tore something. What? You might be able to, what? Only Cena can pick up the Big Show and Edge on his shoulders. Like, just still just phenomenal if you haven't seen that. I mean, how big was Cena back then? Which is why she goes, he doesn't look right anymore. His head's too big. I'm like, no, honey, he doesn't have the big wrestler's body anymore. What? He's not a gargantuan anymore. He doesn't have to worry about holding 600, 800 pounds on his shoulders. What? He's normal sized human being now. He's big, but he's not a gargantuan. So there's that. But I'm going to shut this down here, you know, next minute or so for everyone's ears' sakes. But, you know, hopefully we get some. I mean, on both nights, hopefully we get something. It's just sad that we go into night two and we're going, who cares about the women's showcase? Who cares about Brock and Omos? Who really cares about Edge and Finn? Just because they've drug them out and it's just been nothing. Just like Bianca and Asuka, it's a damn shame because.
Yeah,
Asuka can go, and she held it down very well during all those bad times. But they've done nothing to help us give a damn about any of it.
Very true. Very true. And it's sad. And but overall, I'm still looking forward to it. We're going to have cool moments. I mean, we actually didn't even touch about, you know, The Miz hosting.
Well, I mean, The Miz hosting to me is like Pretty Deadly hosting Stand and Deliver.
I think The Miz will give us something cool and then somebody will beat him up. I don't know who's going to beat him up, but somebody's going to beat him up.
He's going to get his ass whooped.
Maybe Bobby Lashley will beat him up.
Comes out and puts him in the Hurt Lock again.
Something's going to happen.
Just ragdolls him.
See some legends, maybe Stone Cold.
It comes out. Cool. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have his, you know, they're going to have to make their appearances. And again, I still can't believe they didn't get The Rock, but maybe, just maybe, with how much trash I see, I don't know if you see it, everyone's talking about the XFL's ratings. Maybe that'll be enough. I don't know. I'd like to see him back, though. It would have been perfect. I mean, we all said it last year. WrestleMania Hollywood, what? It has to be him. It's not him. God. Cody makes sense. I do fully get that. But damn it, we've been waiting for it for how many years?
It's like, dude.
Bro, now I don't know who I sound more like, Russo or Riddle, but at least he gets to be Matt Riddle again. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the way right there. There's the way. But it should be a good weekend. Hopefully Loomis can come out and put, you know, Miz to sleep again, just to drag that out even longer and hurt my head even more. Yeah, see? That right there. But it should be good. I'm looking forward. Again, Roman and Cody's going to be good. Edge and Finn's still going to be good, but no one cares anymore. They ruined it. And Gunther and them are going to steal the damn show and beat the living shit out of each other.
The whole weekend's going to be great. I mean, I imagine all the matches. There's only three matches that I actually think like the matches themselves are going to suck, and that's Rey and Dom because Dom can't go. Brock and Omos is going to suck because
that's really going to suck.
And then that women's tag team, and that's just because everything's going to be pushed towards Ronda, and Ronda sucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but at least even the matches I don't 100% care about, like, you know, Finn and
it'll still be good. It'll
still be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're just, you know, and if they add extras again, if somehow if they get Christian back to do the whole thing, which, by the way, if they pull that off, how the hell could they not get Billy for the DX, you know, that whole reunion? Like, that just will still baffle me. They can't get him on USA Network. But they can have Christian on WrestleMania. That would make a little... you know, again, have Daddy Ass on Raw, but you know what? We could stick Christian on WrestleMania. That makes sense. Yeah. No, that doesn't make a lick of sense, but that would be great to have that, and that'd be an extra moment to throw in there to see the demon back, because I thought the demon got done dirty, that and he came back to life against Roman, and then he completely died because a turnbuckle broke and he hit the mat and suddenly he was dead and couldn't move. Like, like they just 3-on-1 the hell out of you, beat the brakes off you, popped right back up with turnbuckle breaks, and you're laying on yeah, whoever booked that's a genius. Yeah. Thanks, Vince.
Yeah, thanks, Vince.
It had to be then. Well, let's kill it. Yeah, let's kill the demon. Why? Because why not? You killed everything else. He didn't create it. That's the problem. So he had to kill it. He has to kill everything he doesn't create and then kill his own creation. It's Vince's mantra in my eyes, but I'm also a terrible person and I've been wanting him to go away for a very long time. So I'm not sure my opinion matters, but it was fun. It was real. And again, no offense to the Oscars and, you know, some people of the world and the guys, like you said, the women's showcase, like, it's no offense to you guys. It's just, they've done nothing to make us give a fuck about you. You're just there. So you're on the card. Cause if we took that away, no one would care.
Yeah.
And they noticed Liv wasn't there, but no one.
Yes. So yes. We would be upset cause Liv wasn't there, but that's about it.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going to leave it though. It was fun. It was real. Don't forget to share the bejesus out of both of these, see how good numbers we can get. Before we do this, I'll be back for a thing at some point to react. But until then, bye-bye.